to see them all. Now, that's not to say that the intelligence communities haven't stepped up to the brim. They have, some of the communities, some of the agencies have created what they call red cells or red teams to have a different, non-traditional way of looking at things. But the problem is, if you take a guy who plays honky-tonk piano and you put him in an orchestra and you tell him to play Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, it's going to come out sounding like Albert Ammon's Boogie Woogie because he doesn't know how to do it. It's not that he's a bad person. It's not that he's a bad musician. You have just taken him to a place where he has no expertise. So what you got to do is you got to go out and you got to find folks. Well, I'm looking for folks. So I talked to my buddy Dan Aykroyd. I play in a band called the Blues Brothers a lot. Dan Aykroyd, I'm sure you've heard of him. He's an actor. Very funny guy. Very smart guy. Good musician. But did you know that he is a brilliant thinker when it comes to Homeland Security? No. Well, of course you don't, because he doesn't advertise, he doesn't talk about it. But he came to me after we opened the blues, House of Blues in Chicago one time, and he showed me a piece of paper that he'd written a plan on to create a situation where you could raise money for Homeland Security using input from corporations in different towns across the United States to bring money for training, equipment, and exercises. And Dan, by the way, is a Canadian citizen, so his interest was also bringing Canadian and U.S. law enforcement together. It was a very, very smart plan. So I figured, okay, Dan, tell you what, let's go to the White House. So I take Dan to the White House with me. I introduce him to General Gordon, who at the time was the president's point person on Homeland Security. Dan shows it to General Gordon and says, this is great. Let's go over and see Brent Scowcroft. We all jump in the limousine. Off we go to see Brent. Arnie Cantor, and the folks over there, and Brent looks at it and says, this is a great idea. Dan Aykroyd coming up with a brilliant idea about Homeland Security? Well, you know what? Does anybody know James Woods, the actor? Do you know that James Woods graduated from MIT with a minor in international relations? He should be Secretary of State. He kicks butt. And he thinks about problems, and he approaches things from a non-traditional point of view.